feel like they're going to be, you know, a desperate football team when they come in here?
Nah. I mean, this is a team that was just in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. It's still a great team. Obviously, they faced some adversity. They got a great defense. And so we're just looking for the challenge, man. Focusing on us becoming a better team each week. And that's what we have to showcase.
How much, Nigel, have you embraced sort of the leadership role that's been thrust upon you in the absence of Jordan Hicks?
I'm still myself, man. I felt like we all were leaders in here. And that's the mentality we took as far as that goes. We all leaders, especially linebackers. Me and Jordan was in situations where we both was kind of leading and helping each other. So, and using Mike Ken, you know, all of us are leaders. So it's pretty much just being ourselves and still keeping that same attribute of what we had in place.
How have you been able to maintain yourself and not try to do more? Because some people might say, you know what, someone's out, I got to step up and do, put even more on my plate. How have you been able to avoid that?
It's just being confident, man. Knowing that I know the defense, I understand everything about it. And that's it, really, just being confident. I think the confidence is the key. I don't have to do anything more. I mean, we got guys that went down, but we also have other guys that stepped up. And that's the main thing, man, just having confidence in my teammates, for them to continue to step up, and confidence in myself.
You mentioned Michael. What do you think of his performance the last few weeks?
Tremendous. Being the guy that he is, and he's confident, obviously a tremendous athletic, and he's a worker, he's a competitor. And anytime you got a guy like that with those attributes, and can change the game at any time.
You mentioned a little bit about Brock Osweiler a few moments ago. What do you see on tape of him? What are some of the challenges that he'll bring to a defense?
Yeah, tall guy, strong arm, definitely can sling it, real gunslinger. And he's smart with the ball. Doesn't make too many bad decisions with the ball in his hand. So we got to be able to, you know, pretty much get some pressure on him and make him uncomfortable in the pocket and not let him get comfortable, because he's very dangerous when he gets comfortable in the pocket.
Denver's defense is known as one of the best in the league. It has been for a few years now. Do you feel like this is a stage where you guys can show to the NFL what the Eagles' defense is all about?
We feel like we want to show ourselves, if anything. We know what we want to put on tape. As far as continuing to show the league what we can do, I mean, I feel like we've been showing. We just got to continue to grow and get better as a defense each week. And that's our goal. We're really not focused on showing the league this and that, you know. The league going to see it. And at the end of the day, they're going to see it. So we just go out there, man, and continue to play with controlled chaos. Everybody swarming to the ball and making plays, and we just feed off that energy.
From the standpoint of the Eagles acquiring Jay Ajayi, what's it like going against not one but two backs, if you're a defense, who can bring that thunder and who are so big and powerful?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough, man. I'm definitely glad they're both on my team. But it's definitely tough. I mean, you got two guys who can change the pace of the game and continue to grind you and break tackles. And you got two guys who can do that now. So it's like, and the two top guys in the league at that, whose ability to make guys miss is tremendous. So when you get a defense who's got to face that each week, it's going to be tough on them. But they know it's going to be a physical game, so they're going to have to be ready to play for the whole 60 minutes.
Your mic'd up segment was broadcast, and we got to hear you and Michael do a little singing on the sidelines.
Yeah, what were we singing? Michael Jackson?
It was Somebody's Watching Me, the Rockwell song.
So we was just doing a little something, just having fun, man. Obviously, Mike, you know, he think he can sing. He was really probably hitting the notes on that. But, yeah, we just trying to have fun on the sideline, man, enjoying the game.